This is WHYY's Morning Edition. New Jersey's gubernatorial primary is in its final days. On Tuesday, Republican voters will decide which of four candidates will challenge Democratic incumbent Governor Phil Murphy, who's running unopposed. In Ocean County, a Republican stronghold, many GOP voters say they're still undecided. WHYY's Kenneth Burns has more.
The Shore County's gone red in New Jersey's last four races for governor. Many of the voters we spoke to at the ShopRite on Route 37 in Toms River, who plan to participate in the GOP primary this Tuesday, are positive about one thing.
I don't like Murphy at all.
That's Larry DeVore. He says he doesn't have anything in particular against Murphy. He just doesn't like how the governor runs the state.
It's just kind of heavy-handed. So I'm kind of really not that much for him.
According to the latest Monmouth University poll, only 22% of Republicans approve of the job Murphy is doing. A major issue for them is the COVID pandemic. Many voters said they disagreed with the business shutdowns and mask mandates. For example, New Jersey was one of the last states to follow new CDC guidelines, saying vaccinated people no longer needed to wear masks inside.
I think he was too slow in following other states and with the, you know, the taking off the masks and putting the kids first.
That's Joanne Gresser, referencing the current debate over lifting mask mandates for school kids this fall. While the GOP voters we spoke to were decidedly against Murphy being reelected, many were still on the fence about who is a worthy challenger. Former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli from Hillsboro has been widely considered the front runner based on money in his campaign bank account and the backing of GOP leaders in the state. His next closest competitor is Hirsch Singh, an engineer from Linwood, who has based his campaign on being 100% pro-Trump. Both candidates ran for the nod 4 years ago. Phil Rizzo, a pastor and former real estate developer from Harding, and former Somerset County freeholder Brian Levine round out the field. One voter we spoke with had already mailed in her ballot. Stella Ujazi voted for Singh.
I read an article about him, about these things and that things, and I like what he had to say.
Ujazi says she used to be a Democrat and voted for President Obama. Then in 2016, she changed her registration to Republican. She says she didn't like the way Obama governed. This year, Ujazi says she appreciates Singh's diehard support for former President Trump.
I voted for the man, so yes.
Joanne Gresser feels the same way.
Which former President Trump motivates you to vote in the New Jersey primary?
Hell yeah. I voted him for him twice.
She says she's picking either Singh or Rizzo, who also bills himself as a pro-Trump candidate.
What would put one over the edge over the other for you?
If they can improve the world for the kids nowadays and get rid of these damn masks and tell us the truth of what's really going on and not lie to us.
Front runner Cittarelli once called Trump a charlatan when he was running for president, but later said he backs his policies. Now, Cittarelli has been less committal about his support, declaring himself a New Jersey Republican as opposed to a Trump Republican in an appeal to moderate voters in such a blue state. Hetty Philemon says she's more focused on state issues. But like Gresser, she's also looking for the candidate she thinks is honest.
I can only hope for complete honesty in anything that's ever said.
Of course, this was a completely unscientific poll. However, it's clear that in this corner of the Garden State, Tuesday's outcome is less certain. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.